It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome in to the Tuesday edition, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keys are here with you on this Tuesday morning. Joseph, how are we doing? What's going on?
Doing okay. Did I tell you about how my computer fell out of my bag? Did I tell you guys that story?
No.
Oh. Well, I was doing DVD in Lexington, and this computer... apparently, I didn't zip my bag.
Okay.
So while in the middle of the segment with DVD, everything falls out of my bag. This smashes on the side. If you can see this, the hinge is broken and like it's just hanging on by a thread. Like. Look at this. You see this?
I do see it.
Like I can't even close it.
You will do. You will do whatever is necessary to avoid using the other computer that you have. Whatever is necessary, he will do.
Yeah, it's got to stop. I wish you had ever watched the movie Office Space because then we could share a moment about how I need to like treat this like that copier in Office Space and just finally end it and like have an exorcism, you know?
Need to get around to watching that movie at some point, huh?
Yeah, you really do. Like it's actually like kind of offends me. And I mean, Keezer, have you seen Office Space?
We've been talking about it for 2 years.
Yeah, I have. It's been a really long time. I just said that to myself when you were saying, "Oh yeah, gotta go Office Space," you know.
Yeah, like you know the movie.
Yeah,
holy crap!
The first time I ever saw a scene was at the Preds game, but yeah,
it's frequent there.
I mean,
yeah, it is.
I mean,
bring your Mac in, man. Why can you not bring it in? I've been telling you for weeks to bring it in, and I will teach you how to use it.
All right, I'll do that.
Come on, now.
I'll do that this week.
Or get Brennan. Somebody like Brennan's been your personal trainer. Might as well help you out there too.
Yeah, I don't really want him helping me with technical stuff.
Okay.
We'll keep it to the
maybe Caroline.
We'll keep it to the triceps. Yeah, I could, but they have homework. I want them to do your homework. I'd rather you to take time out of your personal life to help me.
I'm just offering. Damn, I have donuts here too, you know? So I'm just doing a lot for you, huh?
My goodness.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in there.
Yeah, there is. That's a party going on in there.
It certainly is.
Skeezer, how we doing?
I'm doing great, yeah. Aside from that, I'm doing phenomenal.
There you go. We got a lot to get into on the program today. Cam Ward. Throwing the football around yesterday at his pro day. We got a lot to say about that, including the absolute just massive collection of people that were on hand to watch this yesterday at Miami. We'll get into that. John Glennon will be with us at 8 o'clock. And we think that there's a chance that we'll be joined by not Cam Ward, but Cam Wolf at some point in the show.
Another Cam W who was there yesterday.
Correct.
I'm glad you said that. I got to text him right now.
There you go.
Let's get
we
that
We think that there is a chance that he could be with us a little bit later in the program. But Cam Wolf of NFL Network was on hand for Cam Ward's workout yesterday at Miami. And obviously he has roots down in that area and has been following Miami and Cam Ward for a long time. So we'll have Cam Wolf hopefully on the program a little bit later in the show. Take your thoughts throughout the show. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. So let's just start there. Cam Ward with his pro day yesterday, which yesterday was officially 1 month until the NFL draft is upon us. So we're getting down to crunch time in terms of the Titans, their plan, and figuring out what they want to do here. And we'll get in some different clips that Cam Ward talked about here momentarily. But, Joe, I guess the thing that really stood out to me even prior to the workout yesterday were how many Titans were on hand there. I mean, you had basically anybody who matters in the organization making decisions was on hand for Cam Ward's workout yesterday, which was including Borgonzi and Callahan and Brinker and just basically their entire conglomerate was there down in Miami yesterday, which I think tells you something.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, if there was any question – you know, and there wasn't much, But, you know, you're always like, well, who knows? Maybe the Giants or desperate or the Titans will suck everybody. And nah, I think you can go ahead and look at yesterday. I mean, that's a heck of a sleight of hand if they're all just faking everybody out.
They're doing a great
pretending
job.
That yeah. they're about to draft this guy and give him the whole franchise. But I think at this point you can call it what's happening on draft night for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I mean, they had basically their entire organization down there and apparently took Cam Ward out to dinner the night before, as Kuharski threw out there yesterday. So you had a nice dinner apparently with Cam Ward, and then he went out there and worked out yesterday. Look, I watched a lot of his workout, Joe. He looked fine to me. I try to keep in mind here that it's a pro day, and it's designed for people to look good, and it's a quarterback in shorts and a T-shirt throwing against no defense in air. And I heard Stilly talking about this yesterday, and he missed some throws high, particularly in the red zone, according to Stilly. I saw some of those. Like, I guess he missed a couple high in the red zone.
Uh-oh.
that you're worried about. All in all, I thought it was a good workout from Cam Ward. Certainly nothing happened in his workout yesterday that I think is going to change the Titans' opinion of, oh, God. Can't draft him now because he missed out there. But he did make he had the one kind of Zach Wilson moment where he rolled out to his left.
Yep, yep.
And he just fired one across the body downfield. And I was like, well, there it is. That's what you were looking for there. So Cam Ward's workout went fine yesterday, I thought.
Yeah, we already have a text about another part of it that was pretty amazing, which is that apparently Rand Carthon's a media guy who was interviewing Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Who was interviewing Cam Ward, not as a member of the Titans to see if he'd like to draft him, but as a, I guess, NFL Network
the
guy.
The first time I saw that clip, like that, it was a tweet from Easton Freeze, and I didn't see who was in it. All it said was, you're not going to believe this when the wide shot comes in there. And then it did. It was Rand Carthon, and I about spit out my drink. I did not expect that. So it was pretty funny.
So, has that been reported? I guess if we get Cam on here, we can say, are you now co-workers with Rand Carthon?
Rand Carthon. I guess so. I mean, I had not seen him do anything prior to that from the media standpoint.
How weird. How weird must that have been for him and for, you know, I was going to say the guys who fired him, but most of the guys who were there didn't fire him. One of them, I guess you could say, did in Brinker, but how weird for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, did he interview them? Was there an interview of them?
Hey, Chad, can I come talk to you real quick? Got some questions to ask about your process here at the number one pick. Brinker, like, tearfully approaching him. That's my buddy. That's my pal.
Awkward. But I guess that's what happens, right, in this league. You know, people get hired, fired, move around, in and out of media sometimes.
He's getting paid.
I could see Rand being pretty good, actually, in the media side of these. If that's what he's going to do now.
Well, let's hear from Rand. Let's hear from Rand
and him
breaking down and kind of crunching the numbers with Cam Ward yesterday after his workout. Here's what Rand Carthon, new media member, had to say.
But is there anything that's, from your perspective, that's going to make you nervous about making this transition into becoming an NFL player? And that could be on or off the field.
I haven't really thought about it. I probably still have to get into it first, actually being a quarterback. But on film, it's the same as college. Besides the D-line, who's obviously better, every team playing gets the highest paid defensive lineman. So, you know, the game could speed up a little bit. But just from a back-end standpoint, a lot of guys want to put the safety high 25 yards down the field and leave the middle field wide open. So some teams who did that to us this year, they paid the price. I think some teams in the NFL did a lot of too high stuff, like Dallas, going a lot of Tampa, a lot of cover two. They leave way too much space on the sideline down the seams. And so I just think, you know, the arm strength and, you know, the confidence that I'm bringing, along with the, you know, me getting my receivers better, I just think I'll be able to put the ball where I want.
There you go. Rand Carthon and Cam Ward talking a little football right there. Drawing it up. I like it.
Did the Titans then listen to the interview to help them decide whether they're going to draft him or not?
I would hope so.
Thanks, Rand. Rand has contributed to the process.
And your job is to collect all the information you possibly can down there, Joe. So I hope they did.
That's right.
They're paying him anyway, so might as well take some thoughts on what he had to say.
Did they invite Rand to dinner?
I don't know.
Rand, you can we'll meet you for coffee after. How about that? Yeah, yeah. Or maybe come for apps.
Rand's
give him the appetizers.
Rand's on a separate check. He can afford it. He's getting paid by the owner.
Yeah, that's right. Rand's got that got fired by the Titans money, man. If we added that up around the world, there's got fired by the Titans in the last 5 years money, woo, it's one of the richest people in the world if it was one person.
It's significant money that's been thrown around out there. Good for him, though. Hey, get back in there doing some work on the football landscape.
Get in there, man. Get in there. And
it was interesting to hear Cam Ward's answer there, too, about the different defenses that he sees in the NFL.
Yeah, he sounds confident. You know, he is confident. There's no doubt. And, of course, another thing that happened yesterday is that I guess it was after that throw. Was it after that throw you were talking about? Where he rolled left, he went across the body, and then he went over to he said something like, I solidified it, I think, right?
Yeah.
Does that solidify it or something like that to all the Titans?
I don't know.
All the Titans
brass. I could see, you know, there's this clip of that happening, and I guess it was Jim Wyatt that had it, of him rolling out to the left over there. And then you could see Borgonzi just kind of laughing in the background after he did it. I guess he thought it was a good idea that Cam Ward came over there and did that. But he was laughing, and that's the only thing I could think of the whole time was, I wonder what ideas are rolling through his head over there.
Oh, man. We haven't enjoyed that for a while. Please don't ever stop saying that, too. Like, see, if we talk about it too much, then it's like it's going to
be. I know.
Like,
we got to be really selective.
Yeah, we got to be selective with it. But, yeah, it's like, did I solidify it? You know, don't put that idea in my head, Cam.
I hope he's a great general manager because I need him around for a long time.
Well, I'll tell you what. This will determine it.
Yes, it will.
I mean, he's either around for a long time because this guy is great, or he's not great, and you better enjoy it now while you have it.
615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. Cam Ward's pro day yesterday. Is that the final straw, and is he going to be the next quarterback of the Tennessee Titans? We'll take your thoughts on that, plus hear a little bit more from Cam Ward in the aftermath of his pro day coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Taking your thoughts on Cam Ward and the Titans, 615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. So, Joe, I would say very high interest on the pro day yesterday from Cam Ward among Titans fans. A lot of Titans fans reacting to either what they saw live on the broadcast, whether on NFL Network or on the ACC Network yesterday, or certainly some of the clips that came out afterward. I'm with you. Like, I watched this whole thing. And you see the way that the Titans, number one, have treated the offseason and just the gaping hole that's at quarterback right now that they've not addressed. And number two, bringing like, you know, half the organization down yesterday, you know, including like almost the janitor, to go watch Cam Ward's pro day there. I think it's pretty clear the way that they're leaning right now. We're going to hear from Cam Ward here in just a second with some of the things he had to say yesterday after his pro day. But to me, it is. There's a bright neon sign that just says Cam Ward is the next quarterback of the Tennessee Titans. And it, as you said, if this is like the Titans playing some long game and trying to trick people into like having how much they're interested in Cam Ward, well, good on them. They're doing an outstanding job.
Yeah, it's not that it's going to help them anyway. I mean, that's the thing. I'm actually ready to pounce on people on the text line, and no one's done it yet. But someone today is going to say, I think this is just them messing with people. Yeah, it's just not, you know. I mean, it's just clearly they are going that route. So I think you should embrace it. I mean, I'd like to know how many Titans fans actually took the time to watch that thing yesterday. Yeah. I watched a few seconds of it.
I watched some of it.
I heard some – we had some live coverage on the air of the ACC Network yesterday.
Well, I would say the ACC Network was very – very happy with Cam Ward's performance yesterday.
Is that right? I didn't.
I forget who the guy was, but they like as soon as the workout wrapped up, they're like, "So, what do you think? Like, if you're an NFL team, what do you think? He's a lock at number one. if somebody calls you, you just don't even answer the phone. You run up to the podium. He's a lock. It's like, all right, there you go.
ACC basketball may stink, but by golly, we had Cam Ward for a year. Thank you, Cam.
Thank you.
By the way, so just so I'm clear, then Rand Carthon, that interview with Cam was on the NFL Network. Is that right?
I believe that is correct.
Okay. I was going to say, wait, is Rand on the ACC Network?
I don't think Rand was on the ACC Network. No. So
interviewing Bill Belichick. How much Belichick talks on the ACC Network this year?
Yeah, they is the ACC Network going to like break in for each Belichick press conference? Which that could be something.
Well, they have to check with his girlfriend first.
Again, make sure you CC'd on there. Yeah.
Yes, Texter. Yes, we have talked about Rand Carthon interviewing Cam Ward. Yes, we have talked about it. Oh, I'm sure we will talk more about
it. It will come up again, I'm sure. So a lot of interviews that Cam Ward did in the immediate aftermath of his pro day yesterday, and he was sitting down with the NFL Network that did not include Rand Carthon in this particular clip, and he was asked about there's this moment that we talked about in the first segment of he was rolling out to his left, makes a throw, and then he says something to the Titans brass over there, which included Mike Borgonzi and Chad Brinker, and they basically asked him, hey, what'd you say? Here's what Cam Ward had to say yesterday.
There was a throw that you did on the roll, on the run, where you hit a dime, and it looked like you turned to the Titans brass, Chad Brinker, and Mike Gorenzanzi, and said something to him.
Yeah,
what did you say to
him? I said, I'm solidifying it today.
You solidifying it today.
Locking it up.
They heard you? They laughed a little
bit. I made sure they heard me.
So I guess off that tip, the Titans obviously have the number one overall pick. Mm-hmm. They like you. They've had you in the building. What did you want to show them today?
I say not only showing them, but every other team just throwing on rhythm, whether it's three steps on rhythm, five steps on rhythm for under in the gun, heavy play action, gun five with movement outside the pocket, just showing them all, under center stuff that I didn't get to show as much during the season, letting them know that I'm capable of it. Because at the end of the day, the NFL is not playing under center all the time. They're in the gun, but you got to be able to do it. And so that was the main focus for me. And then other than that, it was just making it all about my receivers, trying to throw them catchable balls, make sure not have balls hit the ground. We had a couple. But at the end of the day, you ain't going to be perfect. You always got stuff to get better at.
So that was Cam Ward yesterday with, by the way, Cam Wolf, who will be on our show a little bit later in the program.
Cam Wolf, Cam Ward. So, Bet, when you plan this show – you obviously, in this segment, we're going to run that clip, and then I blew it by talking about solidified in the first segment.
That's okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It worked out.
It sounded better when he said it, okay?
It did. By the way, Rand works for CBS Sports, not NFL Network, so we screwed that one up. Sorry
So that was CBS Sports Network?
CBS, yeah. CBS
okay.
Sports Network.
Interesting. So, all right.
There you go.
Well, they've got an office here. In town.
Well, okay, so that
makes sense.
There you go.
At a studio. Emily Proud, shout out. Friend
of
the show.
Absolutely. So, talks about solidifying it there, the number one overall pick. And he was clearly hyped up when he was talking about that. You know, Borgonzi just starts laughing immediately after that. And, you know, he's made it pretty clear. And all these guys, Travis Hunter's talked about it. Like, they want to be the number one overall pick. They want to be, to have that distinction with them as they move forward here. It's looking pretty clear that Cam Ward is going to be that guy and is going to be the number one overall pick. You know, I got a texter that talked about watching Cam Ward's pro day yesterday, was impressed with his attitude, wanted to see him with his peers and was impressed by that. We talked about that leading up to it yesterday. You know, that if you're Brian Callahan, if you're Mike Borgonzi, like being in an environment where you can see him do some of those things – and run through the drills that he ran through in practice and command the offense the way that he did and all those things. Like, that can be pretty valuable for you. I stick by what I said before this yesterday. Like, yesterday is not where you're making your decision if you're the Titans. I think yesterday, more than anything, is trying to confirm everything that you think you already know about Cam Ward.
And almost like hoping to not see anything you don't like,
right?
Probably, you know. I mean, if you're as gung-ho about him as they clearly are, yeah, you're just basically – it's almost like even just showing up to – again, they had dinner with him like just to keep building the relationship with him, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's probably as important as anything. Be around him. Again, keep confirming this is a guy we want as the face of the franchise. This is a guy we want leading our football team for years and years. It's a huge decision.
There is a clip that came out from his pro day yesterday of him like just – I guess talking shop with Brian Callahan after the workout, and they're just both sitting there laughing it up, and Callahan's got this big smile on his face, and I saw some people on Titans Twitter like, man, I hadn't seen Brian Callahan smile that much since he became head coach of the Titans. He's just feeling it with Cam Ward over there. Cam, thank God. I need you to come save my job, Cam.
Thank you, Cam. Well, it's funny. You know, like, so if you're Will Levis right now, I mean, obviously we've been talking for months. Like, you know, obviously they're moving on, whether he's on the roster or not. You know, he's not going to be the starter. But I am curious, like, what's been the communication, the actual communication between him and, like, Callahan? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it just, hey, Will, just keep getting better? And, you know, I mean, what can you say? You can't say with certainty what you're going to do. So, like, the official communication of Will Levis is probably just like, get better this offseason, you know, we'll see. And now it's like Levis turns on TV and like, oh, my God, he's hugging Cam Ward. You know? Yeah. I mean, you have
he's
to know.
He's got to know.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying he does it, but at the same time, like, you know, it is an interesting situation when you kind of had, I mean, a year ago, Will Levis was the franchise quarterback that they were going all in on, and now they are going all in on another, you know, it's back to back like that is, you don't really see it that often.
Happens quick in this league sometimes.
Yes.
I think from the Levis standpoint, I think your approach just has to be pretty simple. It's like, just try to get as improve as much as you possibly can. And then whether that opportunity ends up coming here or elsewhere, and it's more likely going to be elsewhere, just be ready for it the next time you get it. I mean, it's, yep. That, to me, is what your approach has to be if you're Levis.
Absolutely.
Like, if you get caught up worrying about them drafting a quarterback, it's like, well, I got news for you, man. They're going to draft a quarterback, so there's nothing you can do about that now.
Right. I mean, if you got perspective, you know, when you transfer to Kentucky, who thought you'd even be in the NFL at all, right? So you got to – whatever opportunity you get in this league, you take it. LD from McMinnville says, Jared says this every day, and I'm curious of the meaning. Taking his pants off, quote, Jared said Lewis Riddick was ready to, quote, take his pants off for Cam Ward.
He's got
to
stop doing that.
I can't. I don't know what to tell you, LD. There's a lot of, like, pants off male genitalia mentioned around football on this station. I don't know why.
Right. We got to stop.
I mean, I say some stuff that certainly I probably shouldn't have said, but
right.
Don't generally focus on the male sensitive region. And I think we should probably stop that at this station.
We probably should as well. 615-737-1025, our phone number. A good observation by LD from
Mendel. Yes, it's a fair question, LD. I don't know what to tell you.
Tell you more of your thoughts on Cam Ward, his pro day. And it sure does look like he's going to be the next quarterback of the Tennessee Titans. Your thoughts on that as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Brought to you by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. It always makes me nervous when I look over to begin a segment and Rex Road is just chuckling over there.
I'm not going to read the text. Just read Austin from Clarksville's text and then my response. Like, we need to this is a family show. But yeah, when someone's
good Lord.
When someone says on their knees or something, it's probably not praying for them. I mean, okay. I had to do it. I'm sorry. I was not going to do it. I had to do it. We got to stop this. Seriously. It's football. It's a sports talk station.
What are you doing over here, Stilly?
Good not gracious. An OnlyFans station.
I got one texter that says, huge Titans fans, who is this Levis you speak of? You're just going to block out that portion of Titans history. I mean, there's quite a few to choose from there.
So really, like,
Levis, Locker.
Yeah.
Mariota to a lesser degree.
Well, that's what I was going to say is, so obviously I guess Vince Young and Locker were stacked closely.
Correct.
So, but really other than that, you know, there's some different, you get a veteran, you got whatever, you got Kerry Collins for a while, you got Ryan Tannehill for a while, you got different, you know, you got Hasselbeck for a while and things like that. It's just really interesting to kind of go, and of course, yeah, you also drafted Malik Willis before this. But, I mean, a third-round pick is different than the Levis thing was, okay, this is actually a shot at a franchise quarterback.
Right.
And here they are right back at it.
Well, and, you know, Chris on the text line's like, so if it's apples to apples, Ward gets 17 games to prove himself, and if he sucks, they have to cut him like Levis, right? I'm like, well, that's not going to be how this works.
That's the difference between the number one overall pick and a second-round pick. Right. No, that's not what it is.
Right. I mean, this is – if you're drafting Cam Ward, which they are, I think, I mean, this is going to be
– They are.
They are. It's going to be, what, a minimum? A minimum of two, the likelihood of at least three would be how I would put it.
You would think. I mean,
unless he is just totally awful. Yeah.
But, I mean, again, just look up the road here in the AFC South, and you've got – I mean, you know, you had in year two a guy who was way less, in my mind, ready to go out there. I mean, I think Cam Ward is much more ready to play as a rookie than Anthony Richardson should have been.
Because he's played a lot of football in college, which, hey, that matters with that position.
Right. So, but up the road, and again, I'm not saying they're doing it right. I think they've totally screwed it up. But you, in year two, you're already benching him when year two should have been when he first started playing, ideally. So that's just – in the NFL, I don't assume – you know, I'm trying to think of who lately has had the plug pull. Like Josh Rosen is
it's an extreme example.
Extreme example of like, oh, my God. Nope, he can't play at all.
Yeah. I mean, look, Kenny Pickett was a first-round pick, and he was a starting quarterback for like a year and a half for Pittsburgh, right?
And it was like, okay, nope.
Yeah.
Now, again, number one overall pick.
Right.
So you are devoting – I mean, you know, rookie deals are rookie deals, but like the number one overall pick deal is still like – yeah, it's a pretty good chunk of money. But also, obviously, just the devotion of that resource of the number one overall pick means to me it should be – you know, a 3-year
thing. I mean, the most interesting one is probably, to me, Trey Lance, who was picked, what, number 3? And then basically never played. Like, he played for one game for San Francisco in a monsoon in Chicago, and then he got hurt. And then that was basically it. Like, Purdy took over later that year, and they never looked back, and Trey Lance was off to Dallas before the next season there. So, like, that one's weird, but he's never really played anywhere at this point.
Yeah.
Like he's been a top 5 pick at quarterback that has just been out there.
Just a gigantic bungling of a situation, which is amazing because they still have had a contending team. They've done so many other things so well that they overcame that. But, like, think about had they not made that mistake.
Right.
The picks they gave up and everything to do that. What, I mean, I think we'd be talking about championships.
Well, and it's crazy because I don't even remember. I need to go back and look. I don't remember if it was the same draft or the next year's draft that they picked up Purdy. But to be able to find your franchise quarterback via the draft after missing on a top 5 pick at quarterback is pretty amazing. Like, and by the way, that's what Washington did once upon a time, too, is when they drafted RG3 and they took Cousins in the same draft. Yeah. And they ended up getting more out of Cousins.
Right. First and fourth round there. Rookie of the year, but then before long, Cousins was just better. Yeah. So maybe what we're saying is the Titans need to draft 2 quarterbacks in this draft. No. So you get Cam with the number one pick. You go get Cal McCord in the 5th round, and you rock and roll.
Maybe so. I got one texter that says, Richardson with Indianapolis, it's a perfect example of having one good pro day and everyone looking so highly about him. Can we say the same thing for Cam Ward?
No.
I think they're different. I think they're really different. Now, I'll say this. I think in terms of athleticism, physical traits, a lot of things that people fall in love with in the combine process, in the draft process, like Richardson is more talented than Cam Ward.
Yes. Richardson is the best athlete ever to test at the combine at the quarterback position.
Right. So Cam Ward is not that. But as we talked about at the time with Richardson, like, there's more to playing quarterback than just how athletic you are. Now, look, Richardson is still
–
he's got a great arm.
He
can make any throw you want to see him make. You know, his struggle really comes with how accurate is he and can he make some of those throws on a repeated basis. The difference with Cam Ward is he's played a lot of football. Like, he's played a lot of football in college. I think from a readiness standpoint of the defenses that he's seen – the offenses that he's operated here, his ability to identify what's going on in front of him out there. He's not perfect, but I think he's certainly way more prepared at this stage of his career to go out and play NFL football than Anthony Richardson was coming out of college.
Very different, yes. Way more prepared. He'll start game one, and again, it's look, ideally, I still believe in this league that the sitting thing is great if you can pull it off, if you have – that situation, if you have a good quarterback that you can start with or whatever, you know, whatever, however it comes about, sitting is preferred, but he won't. He'll start week one. And he's one of those guys who has played enough college football to that it's at least reasonable for him to start game one.
When it tells me, you know, I think this is also really smart. This goes back to you know, the Titans having him in before free agency and on their 30 visit, which I think was a really smart thing to do, is get him in the building and put him through the meat grinder of, like, everything that you want to know about him. Like, let's go through the tape. And you made some mistakes here. Like, what happened on these plays that led to these mistakes, and how do you make sure that more often than not you're not making these mistakes again? Tell us about some of the concepts that we want to run with you, and how well can you communicate those concepts? What do those look like? How prepared are you for some of the NFL defenses and the concepts that you're going to see lining up for you? Like, being able to come in and have him do that, clearly they were happy with what they learned and what they gleaned from him in that interview process, which is probably partly why, you know, you do that before free agency and you feel good about what he did and what he said with you and met with you, and that's probably a big reason why there's a lack of activity at the quarterback spot heading into the free agent part of this.
Yeah, and look, the Ran interview, obviously, around here is all the talk because it's Ran. Yeah. But I thought him talking through some of the coverage stuff was like,
I thought it was really
sounds
good.
Like a quarterback who, you know, gets it, is a football you have to be is a football guy who can talk through that stuff, and that's got to be great for a team to hear. Not that I can sit here and pretend that I know exactly the thought process or that anything we were speculating, you know, 2 months ago was actually happening, but it seems pretty clear that the interview stuff changed them.
Yeah.
Right? Like or strengthened. If it wasn't like a total like, oh, wait, actually, we got to go with this guy, at least certainly strengthened it, you would think.
I think,
right?
If I'm a Titans fan, that's what I hope it is that it strengthened it. Because I still think at the end of the day, the most important thing that you have to evaluate if you're the organization is what you see on film. Like, all that other stuff's important, and his ability to communicate, you know, with his teammates to diagnose what's going on defensively, the concepts you want, all that stuff's important. But at the end of the day, like, if you look at the film and you're like, you know, I just don't know that I love what this film is showing me, that is the most important evaluation tool at the end of the day.
Yeah, look, the Titans at some point, you know, whenever, I guess it'll be after they draft, and it'll be on draft night. I wouldn't be surprised at all if, you know, Mike Borgonzi says, you know, he was the number one player on our board.
Right.
I doubt that. Yeah, I doubt that that's true. If that's true, then they're, you know, they're different from the general evaluation. And again, some of these, again, it's media stuff, but there's also, like, you know, there are teams that are giving this information. It's not like most of these teams have no interest in Cam Ward. Like, it's not even a factor for them. There's no reason to misinform, right? So, like, the Cam Ward is generally regarded as about a middle of the draft overall prospect.
Yeah.
So it's a reach. I mean, it's what it is. I mean, it's a reach because of need at quarterback, which I don't advise. I wouldn't do it, but buckle up. They're doing it.
Yeah, they're gonna. Some other news that will go a little bit under the radar from Miami Pro Day yesterday. You know, a lot of Titans fans are interested in the draft Cam Ward, and then at some point land Xavier Restrepo in the draft as well as his go-to target at wide receiver. This doesn't mean everything at the end of the day, but his 40 times were not great at Miami's Pro Day. I think he ran a 4.76 and a 4.83 in two attempts at the 40-yard dash yesterday.
Man, those pro day times are usually like, whoa, he ran a 4.31.
Right.
I thought he was a 4.6 guy.
Right.
Boy, those aren't good. I still think he's going to be a good player. Like, I'm not deterred in thinking that he's going to be a good player, but I do wonder if that hurts him.
Well, I wonder that too, and I think he tweeted yesterday. Let me see if I can pull up the tweet. After all that happened, he said, let's see here. I think he has since deleted it, but it was basically, let's quit with the stopwatches and now let's go play some actual football now that the pro day's behind us. So we'll see what that looks like.
Yeah.
It's not everything. Sometimes people run bad times and it ends up they're good players in the NFL, but does not help at this point of the year.
Well, it's a good idea. Yeah. You know, put the stopwatches down. I would not have run. You know, like if you were going to run that, then I just don't run.
I agree.
The film's good.
I agree. 615-737-1025. Our phone number. More thoughts on Cam Ward, his pro day, and looking like he's going to be the pick by the Titans coming up next. We got some more Titans stuff to get into at 7 o'clock that Rex Road is very upset about. We'll get into that. And then Cameron Wolf will be with us at 7:30 from the NFL Network, who was down in Miami yesterday for Cam Ward's pro day, and talk to him afterwards. So we'll get into all that throughout the program here today. Robbie and Rex Row, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Tune in later tonight to 94.9 The Fan for Vanderbilt baseball as the Commodores host Eastern Kentucky. Pregame beginning at 5:45, first pitch at 6 o'clock. Coverage also available on the 94.9 The Fan app and at 94.9thefan.com. Robbie and Rex Row, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Cameron Wolf from NFL Network will be with us at 7:30. John Glennon from the Nashville Post will join us at 8 o'clock. So all that coming up here on the program today. Taking your thoughts on Cam Ward. Basically, from the text line reaction, Joe, a lot of people that did watch Cam Ward, his pro day yesterday, very impressed with what they saw. I think most people are coming to the realization that he's going to be the quarterback for the Titans heading into next year. And I said it last week, I stand by it now. Like, this fan base, this team needs a shot in the arm. You know, am I totally in love with Cam Ward as a quarterback prospect? No, I'm not. Do I think that it is totally out of the realm of possibility that he could end up being a great player? No. Like, you know, I told you a couple months ago, it doesn't take long when you go down the Cam Ward rabbit hole and watching some of the plays that he made last year in Miami to say, man, like, there are some plays that he makes where it's just like, that's incredible athleticism. And more than anything, incredible arm talent. Like, he's got the ability to make all the throws. He did so to a high degree last year in Miami. So it doesn't take long to, I think, sell yourself if you want to sell yourself on Cam Ward and the potential that he's got. There's a lot to clean up there. You know, very rarely do you get a quarterback prospect coming into the league that's just clean and ready to go right from the jump. And he's certainly not that. But clearly the Titans have identified a skill set there that they feel really good about, and we'll see how that's going to translate, how quickly that's going to translate, and if that's going to translate at the NFL level.
Yeah, look, if we're going to come, since we've been talking about the back-to-back today, and we've said it before, say it again, I think Cam Ward is a better prospect than Will Levis was at this point.
I agree.
What were the rankings? Do we have different rankings? That class, it was obviously Hooker, Richardson, Levis, Stroud, Bryce Young. Wait, are there five guys?
I think so.
Yeah. But, you know, Levis was my last of them. And I still, it's not like Levis was, when they got him, I was like, hey, I mean, there's plenty of there. There's plenty there on tape. Levis did a lot of things in college where you're like, he has talent. You know, there's a lot of things to like. I think there's more things to like with Cam Ward. I think there's some similar things to dislike, and that's one of my big hesitations here. But he's a better prospect than Levis, if that excites you. He's not Caleb Williams. He's not Trevor Lawrence. He's not Joe Burrow. These quarterbacks who in some years are clearly like, this is a top of the draft quarterback. Someone is going to take that quarterback without question. He's not that. But all those guys don't work out either.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at, and you can find different variations of this, but I think this illustrates the point that I'm trying to make. You know, Fox Sports, I think a couple of weeks ago, came out with basically ranking, I think it was Bucky Brooks, who is ranking quarterback prospects since 2000, and like where these players land. And, you know, the centerpiece on it was like basically trying to identify where Caleb Williams ranked last year coming into this. So Andrew Luck, it's not going to surprise you. Andrew Luck is the number one ranked prospect coming out of college over the last 20 years, basically. And, you know, he lived up to that before his premature retirement.
He was a good one.
Like Vic's at number two. They've got Cam Newton at four, Burrow's at five. You know, at number 10 on this list is Patrick Mahomes, right? It says, although he's regarded as boom or bust prospect, due to his sandlot playing style, Mahomes ranked as a blue-chip player with tremendous upside as a gunslinger. You know, I remember some of the conversation on Mahomes heading into the draft. It's like, okay, this guy, I think one of the big talking points was this guy's got a lot of talent, didn't do a whole lot of winning in college. So, like, some people were turned off by the fact that he just didn't win a whole lot in college. And it's like, well, look at what he's turned into in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I think we get so caught up in, like, prospect rankings and, like, where these guys rank. And there are guys that rank really highly. And Trevor Lawrence is real high on this list coming out of the draft. That, again, he's been okay in the NFL. But a lot of times it's where do you land? What's your situation like when you get there? And how much do you improve? Like, that's the main thing. Like, we got to get out of the mindset, I think, as a general NFL viewing society, that what a player is when they come into the league is just what they're going to be as they move forward here. You're allowed to get better. And I think we've seen a lot of these guys who are very talented coming in, and maybe Cam Ward's not as talented as some of these other guys, but they improve. They've got the makeup that allows them to continue to get better as they gain more experience in the league. And hopefully he's a guy like that comes in, you like some of what you see in year one, and he's on a trajectory where he's just going to continually get better throughout the course of his career.
Yep. And, again, this is where I like Shedeur Sanders better, the consistent accuracy. Is that there enough? Again, is he hitting those layups every time? Is he hitting the whatever, you know, hitting those wide-open jump shots every time, you know, at a high, high rate? That's part of it. Someone asked on the text line about, you know, he had 7 picks. Why are we always talking about bad decisions? I mean, I think that's one of those things. Like, if you watched him play last year, you saw some stuff that you just can't do in the NFL. Doesn't mean that he will try to do it in the NFL, but I think that's hard to get out of someone's game, and we've seen that with Will Levis, right? So it's a thing. I think Trevor Maddich on Jared's show I thought he had a good way of putting it. Basically, like, Cam Ward has the talent to come in this league, and I'm paraphrasing, obviously, you know, to be a good player, he has to be, like, coachability is a big thing.
Yep.
To get that stuff out of your game and streamline things and just be more consistent and reliable. So if he's able to do that, and like you said, improve, yeah, he could be great. Also, the situation, like you said, what is that? I don't think it's going to be great this year. At this point, you know, I mean, they're going to add receivers. We'll see. The offensive line is a huge thing to me. Like, are they going to protect him?
Right.
We'll see. But, you know, he's pretty good running backs. He, you know, this team doesn't have a difference-making tight end, and it has one good receiver. So you got to keep that in mind as we watch him play in his rookie year, too.
It's time for Preds Pick to Click. Be the first caller, 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. Preds in action tonight, taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. We'll do that here in just a few minutes. One thing on the tight end front, you bring up tight end, not having a tight end that you feel great about right now. You know, we're going to see the Titans over the next few weeks here really ramp it up with some of their 30 visits. And Kuharsky put it out there late last night that Oregon tight end Terrence Ferguson is in Nashville today for a 30 visit with the Titans. So,
okay.
Interesting. That, I mean, I think if you ask fans, and I would agree with this, like the looking for a tight end is probably not super high on the list in terms of needs for the Titans. You think of receiver, you think of edge rusher. I mean, I think you could probably still use some help on the offensive line, even with what you've done so far this offseason. But at some point, whether it's this offseason or next offseason, they need one of those guys. Like, they need a tight end that you feel really comfortable with your young quarterback throwing the ball to and being reliable. And they don't – like, Chig's okay. Wiley's okay when he's healthy, but neither one of those guys are that guy, that tight end.
Yeah, they haven't had that really since Jonnu Smith in 2020, when he was becoming what I thought was about to be a star in the NFL. But he was very good here for a couple of years.
Hey, Jonnu had kind of a bounce back year last year.
Yeah, he did, actually. He's still a good, solid player. But I actually thought the trajectory was a little different than it turned out to be.
I would agree. But maybe
they would take Jonnu Smith, 2019, 2020, that type of player. That would be a big deal. That would be a huge upgrade over what they've had the last few years.
Yeah, and again, like Chig had some moments last year, but I think you would agree when it comes to Wiley and Chig, those guys are like okay tight ends that are like low-level starters at the high end of it. It's probably low-level starters, and they're probably better served as, like, tight end number two. both of them. And if you've got two tight end number twos, is it the end of the world? No, but it doesn't necessarily, like, neither one of those guys screams security blanket for Cam Ward to me.
Right. No, it's one of many things he's going to need.
Yes, it is. Let's go. It is time for Preds Pick to Click. Standings update in the competition. Rexford remains in first place with 15 correct answers. Listeners move a step closer. Last time out, they're at 11. I remain at 7, where I've been for a while. And Keezer, I don't think, has scored in this competition since the Clinton administration in the late 90s. He's got 4 correct answers in the competition. With that in mind, let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Brandon to the program. Brandon, good morning. Thank you for calling in. Who is your pick to click for the Nashville Predators?
I'm going to go with Stamkos.
Going with Stamkos tonight. We appreciate it. Thanks for the call, Brandon. So Stamkos off the board as the Predators take on Carolina. Joe Forsberg's on a heater right now, and I've seen him go on these before, and he can make them last for a while. I'm going Forsberg. Stamkos, Forsberg off the board. Keezer, your pick to click. You're not allowed to select Mark Jankowski.
I'm not going to pick Mark Jankowski. However, I did talk about it. I was going to ask, but that's fine. No, I'm going to go with Cole Smith this evening.
There we go.
Awesome.
Cole Smith.
Marchessault.
Jonathan Marchessault, the selection from Rex Road. Stamkos, Forsberg, Smith, Marchessault, in a competition that Rex Road is running away with here on the program. Preds in action tonight, taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. I have your pregame at 5 coming up tonight on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Some other moves that have been made by the Titans, both yesterday and over the course of the last couple of years, that do not jive very well with a lot of people that have covered the Titans and have been around the Titans for a while. We'll get into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Row, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.